Good morning. You're with Jeremy and Amanda. Who's this?
Hey, Jeremy, Amanda. This is We the Kingdom.
Hey.
I like that. Franny's the one calling, so we know which one you are. Who else is with you?
We got everybody, and I wish that we were at Anna's house right now having breakfast because I missed that place.
Yes, absolutely. That was such a fun time.
Thank you for remembering.
Yeah, it was amazing. The cinnamon roll.
Well, it is great to connect with you guys. We're doing so at a very lovely time because you have a brand new album. Let's go ahead and start there. Why don't you guys tell us about it?
This is Andrew. We're really excited about this record because the first record kind of hit us out of nowhere, and it was a really exciting time. This record, I feel like we got to go really intentional and really deep with it. So yeah, even the writing of the songs, we kind of dove into our relationship with each other, our connection with each other as a family. And I'm actually the one member that's not a part of the family, but it feels like family to me. And honestly, the level of conflict and everything we've got into as a band, it literally has felt like family. And we have a couple songs on the record that were written just in the middle of some of this conflict that was going on. We have a song in there called Family. And it's like just talking about the complexity of family. And I'm sure there's, you know, so many people out there who families, our loved ones, know us the best and can hurt us the most, but it can also just encourage us the most. And so we kind of touch on that topic. And so we hope that the listeners just hear the depth of our relationship with each other and with the Lord and, yeah, come along for the journey.
Well, speaking of family, we want to make sure our listeners know what this family is comprised of. You have Ed and Scott, who are brothers. Scott, you just turned 40. Welcome to the club. We're happy that you're here.
Woo!
Do you sound like a glow stick yet when you walk up the stairs?
Yes. Literally this morning, I got off my elliptical machine and I was walking up from the garage, which is in our basement, and I heard my ankle cracking and I was like, this is not good.
So in addition to Ed and Scott, the brothers, Franny and Martin are siblings, the children of Ed. You two still getting along okay?
Nah.
So brothers and sisters are supposed to do.
And then, as Andrew mentioned, not part of the family, but family enough. And one of the things that I thought was really sweet, we're playing your song Miracle Power right now, and there's a line in that that was inspired by someone really close to you guys. You want to talk more about that?
I'm so excited that you know that. Her dad passed away at the end of 2020 after a long bout with dementia. And he's actually had quite a few health issues throughout his life. He had cancer 3 different times. One of the times he had cancer, my mom was praying, talking to God, and really struggling, you know, with just seeing her husband wither away. And it's funny to hear her say this, but she's like, I was like, Lord, you never know what a day will bring. And she said, and I just heard God speak so clearly to me, but you know who brings the day.
Mm.
Just the power behind that idea of, like, true for all of us, right? We don't ultimately have control over any given day and the news that might come in, either for us ourselves or, you know, a loved one on a health level, financial level, any level. But I think just the idea of knowing that God is sovereign and that he is in control of everything, it just brings great comfort to my heart. And we're really praying that it does for a lot of people.
And I appreciate that a little element of your mom is now in your music. I'm afraid that if my kids were to write a song inspired by things I said, it would be like, knock it off, or I'm going to turn this car around. And that's not nearly as impactful.
If my kids were to write a song about things I said, it'd have a little E next to it. I'm just kidding, guys. It's a joke.
Well, we are very excited that not only do you have new music, but also you guys are going out on tour, bringing along Corey Asbury, and we are very excited to see you guys in the Grand Rapids area coming up at the end of October. Tell us a little bit about what folks can expect with that tour.
Man, we are so, so pumped. We've been deep in, like, tour rehearsal mode. And when we rehearse for a tour, we spend a lot of time obviously working through the audio and the songs and stuff, and like, how do we translate these new songs to the live context? But we really spend just as much time focusing on, like, what's the experience going to be like? What are the visual experiences going to be like? So we're so excited to, like, go and see what God might do with these nights. Getting to be with people and play music is, there's nothing like it. It's really a huge, overwhelming gift that one person would show up at a concert. So the fact that more would come, it's just really humbling for us. And so our dream in any show that we play is that the stage would just disappear and fall into the earth, and it would be a flat place where everyone is there worshiping together. And
we spent a lot of time thinking through, you know, in terms of a live show, how can we make it tailor-made to each person that's going to be there, so that when they walk in the room, their soul feels personally cared for. I believe that's what God does for us. You know, he has this global love, but he also has personal love that he offers to us. And so we're thinking through, you know, probably to a fault, every single moment in the show, how can we make people feel special and feel loved, and just say a big thank you for taking the time to find a babysitter, find, you know, a parking spot, walking across the street. You know, all that goes into getting to a show, we're just so thankful.
And I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but there is an Anna's House location in Kalamazoo. So you're going to be able to get that cinnamon roll again.
No way.
I'm not kidding. I will be there without hesitation.
Before we let you go, is there anything else you guys want to touch on? We're really excited for you to make another stop in West Michigan. You guys bring a show and a music and a style and an energy unlike anybody else. And so it's going to be a great experience for our listening family.
I was having dinner last night with a guy from Michigan. I was telling him how much I love West Michigan. It's just, we've spent a lot of time there in the last couple of years, in the summers, playing at different festivals and just different stuff. So it's, man, it's so beautiful there. And I had never spent any time in Michigan prior to We the Kingdom. So we're delighted to get back to see you guys.
And when you come at the end of October, it will be peak fall beauty. So bring the flannels and the coffees and that whole fall vibe. It's totally going to fit for your Instagram profile.
Love it.
Franny, Ed, Scott, Andrew, Martin, we appreciate you guys spending some time with us. All the best with the new album, your tour, safe travels for that. And we are excited to see you guys soon.
Thank you so much, Jeremy and Amanda. We love y'all. We'll hope to see you soon.
Yep.
You're awesome. Thank you.
Bye.
Bye, guys. Yeah.